Hello, this is Ali from Iran, and today I want to speak about arrival time story in Iran. First of all, I have to say that Iran is not Iraq. Iraq is another country and Iran is another country. Iran is close to Iraq, but maybe that's the reason that the people confuse and the name is a little bit similar. Iran and Iraq. Iraq is another country, but I want to speak about Iran. You know why? Because I have hostel in Iran. It's a small and cozy hostel called Greenhouse Hostel. I see more than 500, 600, 700 guests every year, and I speak to all of them, and more than 50% of them sings Iran and Iraq, then they confuse between of these two countries. By the way, I want to speak about Iran, and I want to tell you arrival time story of one guest who arrived in the first city in Kashan. Maybe when some people speak about Iran, you think Iran is really dangerous. When you get decision to travel to Iran, when you speak about your plan that you want to go to Iran with your friend, and when you share your plan with your friend, maybe more than 80% of them say, "Are you crazy? You want to go to Iran? Iran is really dangerous. You will die there. The people or the government will kill you. In the street is war. The police in the street. All the police have guns. And maybe you will see the tank in the street, you know?" What's happening in their mind about Iran? But it doesn't matter what's happened right now. But that's truth. If you want come to Iran, you will hear some information like this. So what's the story right now? One day I was in a greenhouse hostel, and I received one email from one lady from France. She told me, "I will arrive in Iran 2 days later, and I want to book one room in your hostel, and we are 3 hours far from Tehran. I mean Kashan. My hostel, it's 3 hours far from Tehran. Most of the people who arrive in Tehran immediately take a taxi and they come to Kashan, because Kashan is really a small city and it's amazing. It's really beautiful. It's unbelievable." And her plan, it was like this: come to Tehran, and from Tehran immediately come to Kashan. I said, "Okay, I can organize your transportation, and I can organize taxi for you. Don't worry about it." And I heard from the email that she have stress, like everything is okay or no. The taxi is on time, and I don't have number. And I say, "You know, I will write your name. Don't worry. This is my job, and don't worry at all, please." 2 days later, she arrived in airport. And I organized really kindly driver, really beautiful and good car, because I feel that she have a stress. And she came to my hostel. The time it was around 11 p.m. You know, 11 p.m. She was hungry. When she arrived, she said, "Hi, Ali, how are you? Thank you for everything." She wouldn't give me her hand to say hello. But, you know, in Iran and in our religion, you cannot shake a hand with the woman if she's not your mother and your sister. This is our religion. But I'm not really religious person. I shake a hand with her and I say, "Be careful. Don't do that everywhere, because some people are religious person and they cannot do this." And she laughed with me, and she said, "Where is my room? I want to take a rest." And I said, "This is your room. You can take a rest." She went to the room, and she came back after 5 minutes. And I say, "I make a tea for you. We can drink tea together." She said, "Okay, very nice. We can talk together." I bring tea for her and we sit on the table. And she start to speak about her mind. She said, "You know, I have a plan in my mind that tomorrow I want to go to Kashan and visit Kashan, but I'm really afraid of this city." I say, "Why? You afraid of this city?" She told me, "I'm afraid of this whole country." And I say, "Why? Why are you afraid of this country?" She told me, "You know, when I wanted to come to Iran, That's true that Iran is nice. I read a lot of comments of the people who travel to Iran that said Iran is nice, Iran is safe. But more than 80% of my friend told me Iran is really dangerous, don't go to Iran. And you know, they hugged me as a last time. I mean, they think that I never come back to my country. So, it's true that I'm thinking like this now about Iran. And I say, you know, you're not the only person that thinks like this. We can think about it and I can tell you what is exactly Iran, what is real Iran. By the way, don't worry, tomorrow you can go everywhere. You can visit Kashan and another city. You can continue your trip and you can enjoy a lot. That I'm sure tomorrow you will change your mind about this country. She asked me, is it war in the street or the policeman in the street? What about my cover? Can I go to a street without hijab? Or, I mean, without hijab means less hijab, not really coverful. We have one thing called chador. It's a really big black thing that you put in your head and it's cover all your body. She told me, I have to use chador for this city. And I say, no, who tell you this information or where you read this type of information? She told me, you know, everywhere, when I search everywhere, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, everything, the people told me like this, but not Iranian, foreign people. I say, okay, I'm Iranian person and I can explain everything for you. I told her that Iran is not like this. We have no war right now. And we had just one war around 41 years ago. And now everything is nice. For sure, in the border of all countries, you should more be careful than in other cities. And we are in the center of Iran now, and everything is nice. It's really, really nice. After 10 minutes, she asked me a lot of questions that I want just to speak about one thing, that she was really worried for police. In Iran, the people and the police and the government, everyone love tourism, love the guest. And in Iran, we have one thing that it's more interesting than all historical houses, all of cultures, all of weddings, all of festivals, all of ceremonies, we call our hospitality. In Iran, it's really easy to see how the people are hospitality. When you go to the street, the people will invite you for a cup of tea. The people invite you for a cup of coffee. Maybe some family or some people invite you for dinner, for lunch, in their house, not in restaurant. Sometimes you think that these type of people are crazy. How is possible? They don't know me and just in one time, they invite me for lunch or for dinner. Maybe they are crazy. Or maybe you think they have some plan in their mind. They invite you for something else in their house. But it's not really like this. That's true, you should be careful. You cannot trust to everyone. You cannot accept every invitation or something like this. That's true, you know better than me. But I speak about hospitality. This is type of culture about Iranian people. If you walk in the street, I can say at least 50% of Iranian people say hello and how are you to you. You feel that you come in your family. Nothing else. When I speak about these things to the girl and during drink tea, she was really cold. She said, really? Iran is like this? You mean I can go to the street alone without tour guide? I can go everywhere. I can feel free everywhere. And the people are really friendly. And I say, yes, just wait 10 hours and tomorrow morning you can see what's happened. But friends, Iran is not really dangerous. Iran is really, really safe and beautiful country. That when you come to Iran, you can read in everywhere. You can read all bloggers, travel bloggers, and the people who travel to Iran, you can see how much they enjoy in this country. Really, how much they enjoy. It's not possible, you see, they don't write vow some places. Iran is exactly vow countries. After 10 hours, they go to the city. Go to the city and see the exact things that I told her. And she was really surprised. She came back in afternoon and she really wanted to cry. I say, what's happened? Yesterday you had a lot of stress and now you want to cry for this happened? Yes, that's true. She told me, Ali, I feel that I'm in my home, not in my family, because the people are really, really kind and the people are unbelievable. How is possible? And I say, what's happened for you? I told you about our culture, but Iran is a small city and the people know each other. 350,000 people live in Kashan, that's true. But in the main cities, in bazaar, in historical houses, in touristic area, all people know each other. Well, say hello and how are you to everyone, and they invite each other for tea, for coffee, for talk together. And they invite her to exactly the same things. Say hello, how are you, invite. She told me I wanted to visit historical houses for 3 hours, but just I visit one historic house for 30 minutes. The rest of my time I was in this shop, this cafe, and the people invite me for free tea and talk to me, and I spend my time to the people. That's true. Iran is like this, and this is kind of our culture. And after this, the gear start to go to Isfahan, Shiraz, Yazd, and to south of Iran. And we will keep in touch together. She sent me a message that how is Wow Iran, and hopefully more than 99% of the people who travel to Iran, they enjoy and they cannot believe how is this country. But unfortunately, we have a lot of false information, negative information in social media about Iran. And I hope one day we will change everything about Iran and the people read truth and real information about this country, and after that decide to travel to this country and see how is Iran. Thanks for listening to me. I love you. Bye.